Well, we are next joined by Jeff Bovee, B-O-V-E-E, in his 11th year as coach of the cross-country teams who are getting ready to go after it this fall. Also, coach of the track teams here at Illinois State, third year in that capacity. Jeff, 11 years. It's gone by in a hurry for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, thanks, Dick. It sure has. It's gone by real fast. And sitting here in Horton Fieldhouse today, where I get to spend a lot of my time, it definitely feels warm and comfortable, and it's great to be with you.
Well, what's the outlook for your teams this fall?
Well, I think we're poised to have a pretty solid season. I think coming in preseason, we should be probably a top three team on both sides. We have some question marks that we need to iron out as the season goes along, but I definitely see our men's team coming off of a second place finish last year, which was our highest finish in a few years. I think our men are definitely poised to run for another top two spot. We have a lot of leadership coming back, led by Kyle Mattis, who was the freshman of the year in the Valley last year. He'll be obviously just a sophomore, but we have a lot of other older guys that I think are ready to go for that championship, and we'll have a formidable task. You know, Bradley's going to be a very good program there on the men's side, and comes back as a defending champion, so we'll have a nice little rivalry down I-74 with them, as well as Wichita State, which has a very strong program as well. So on the women's side, we're going to be very young, on the other hand, although we do replace Ariel Mahalik. She'll be back as the MVC runner-up last year. She'll be back, and Ashley England will provide some good leadership between the two of them. But other than that, we're going to be having a lot of freshmen, sophomores there on the women's side, so we're going to need to definitely grow tremendously as each meet goes along.
You mentioned Mahalik, who is from Aurora, Kyle Mattis from Elmhurst, an area where a lot of distance runners do pretty well. Is Illinois a great state to recruit distance runners?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, it's, you know, I'm very biased. I've been here for 11 years, and I get to see the talent year in and year out. But the state of Illinois and the Midwest in general is, I think, the best recruiting grounds in the country. Being up north, distance running has a strong foothold. If you look at the top marks coming out every year nationally, you see a lot of kids from Illinois and the surrounding states. So we're in a very good spot to go out and recruit some talent. And this year's class on both sides certainly is a reflection of that. I'm really excited about some of these young kids we got coming in.
Let's talk a little bit about your training methods specifically for cross-country runners. We were talking before we got on the air about the mileage per week that your athletes run. It's pretty considerable.
Yeah, I mean, our young women will run, a fresh soft, so we'll run between 40 and 55 miles a week typically in our sophomores to senior group. And again, it's very individualized, but they could be anywhere from 50 to 70 miles a week. And then the men will typically hold quite a bit more because the race distance is further. The men run 8K and 10,000 meters in cross country. So the men carry typically 60 to 75 miles a week as a younger athlete, and then 70 to 100 a week for some of the older athletes.
And so how does that break down day by day? I mean, if you run 70 miles a week, you're not running 10 miles every day. You're getting some long runs in on some of those days.
Yeah, one day a week will typically be a long run, and that could go for the women anywhere between 10 and 15 in that long run. For the men, it would be anywhere from 14 to 20 would be an effort that they would probably see at least once a week. And then they would have one other effort that would be not quite as long but somewhat close. And then they might have 2 days where they actually go much less. So even though they may average 10 a day, they may have some days where they only go 6 to 8 miles, just to make sure that they recover well from the workouts that they had the days previous.
Only.
Yeah, only.
Yeah, let's clarify.
It's all relative. If you're used to going 20 every once in a while, 6 is a walk in the park.
Sure.
But, of course, it depends what speed you go. There are advocates of long, slow distance, a lot of long, slow, low heart rate stuff. And there are other coaches who believe in a lot of hard workouts with tough intervals. Where do you fall in that spectrum?
Yes. I would say you have to do both. I believe in training all the energy systems, so you want to have some of the slower aerobic work, but then you also need to work on speed development, but then you also need to work on improving the lactate threshold where your body can run efficiently really close to race pace and not produce much lactate. And so you have to have a blend of those paces in any given – I use a 14-day cycle. And so if you do that, not only can you get some great quality training, but you can manage some volume at a pretty decent level, but also recover. And recovery is just as important as the actual work itself.
How many days – or how many rest days, I guess, are there?
In a 2-week schedule, you're probably looking at, you know, 5-6.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. It's not rest day is not a day off per se, but it's an easier effort.
Right. It's not every day going out and you're not running 7 days a week or
hard. No.
Hard like that.
No.
You want them to. That just creates opportunities for joint injuries, I presume.
Yeah, exactly that, or getting sick. Yeah, one of the two.
I was going to ask you. You said you had 35 freshmen. Now, will some of those be a factor here right off the bat for you? And that's a lot of people.
Yeah, we do. We have 35 men and women, track and field and cross country, so it's a combination of the two
right.
sports there. We have 7 freshman women distance runners joining us in cross country, and we have 5 men.
Wow, that's
and
a lot.
I could see on the women's side potentially 3 of our true freshmen making our varsity and maybe 1 or 2 of our freshman guys being in that top 7.
Is there a difference from athlete to athlete in successful training philosophy? Do some handle tougher work more frequently, better, and some need more longer, slower distance?
Absolutely. You know, J.D. Lafayette, the Valley champion in the 800 meters this year, he's a local talent from U-High and just a tremendous young man. He operates on more high quality. He's not a guy that needs to run as much volume to get where he needs to go. And then there's somebody like a Ryan Rutherford who made it to the NCAA championships in the 10,000 meters that needs to maintain a lot of volume and a little bit less intensity for him to be able to reach his peak.
Yeah, and so your job, part of your job, is to figure out, I mean, maybe the athletes, when they come here, know to some extent what training works for them, but they probably don't know it as well as when they leave here. And it's your job to figure out what works best
Absolutely.
For each runner.
No doubt about it. And that just comes from having good communication. The athlete has to tell me how they're responding to things, and then I have to use a keen eye to hopefully figure it out sooner than later. The longer it takes, the less the ceiling won't be quite as high for them. So it's definitely a mutual thing that we need to figure out. But that's the fun part of the job, is that process, you know, and seeing how far you can take somebody.
Was distance running your specialty as a kid?
Yeah, I kind of fell into it, though. I mean, I'll be honest, I did every other sport but distance running until I got in high school. My high school coach tricked me into cross country, and I was going to go out and play football, and I was a wide receiver, small, but I liked catching the ball and going on routes, and my cross country coach took me out in the desert. I grew up in Phoenix, and he took me out with the best 2 guys from the high school. I didn't realize that at the time, and he sent them out on a 4-mile run, and I'd never run more than 2 miles at one time before that, and he said, hey, just go out with these guys. They're going to take you on a little run. And so they started pushing the pace and tried to drop me, and I was just too competitive to let that happen. So when I beat him back to the van after 4 miles of running, he said, well, you got to run cross country because football, you're too small for football.
And so, too fast not to run cross country.
He was a pretty smart guy.
So was that exhilarating to find that you could stay with those guys? Was that sort of an eye-opening experience?
Yeah, it was a pretty good segue. I mean, he didn't tell me until after that they were the 2 best returning guys on the high school team. And so I realized at that point that there was something there, and I certainly loved the competition and trying to find that tape first. But, you know, that certainly I can't say, you know, that putting in a 20-mile run is necessarily super exciting probably for many distance runners, but when you feel the way that you do at the end of the day and how much you're improving and how you feel about yourself and whatnot, I think it makes it well worthwhile.
Well, the sport with which I've had the most experience at competing is distance running, and to me, there's just nothing more rewarding than running a distance at a speed that you didn't think you could run. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's so the great thing about the sport.